You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's happening, K-State Nation? Eddie Gritt III here with you guys for another Daily Dose from the Purple Project Podcast. Of course, we'll be calling our weekly edition here coming up later this week with my co-host Alex Eden. Yeah, we're going to talk about another disappointing loss on the football side, and we'll get a recap reaction from the ladies taking on the Kentucky Wildcats as well, and talk some men's basketball as well. So football winding down, season finale, basketball heating up despite being in the pandemic. See, it's going to be week-to-week basis, but real quick here, I want to talk about the coaching situation for K-State, the loss at Baylor. There's so much blame to go around, and we're going to be diving a lot. Me and Alex will be diving a lot more into this. But, it's still, you got to wonder what in the world happened in that second half against Baylor. You're up 17-6 at half, and then all of a sudden Baylor and offense is clicking on all cylinders, and you have no answer on the defensive end. You go quiet again in the third quarter offensively, and you don't even muster up a drive in the final possession where you want the ball to close out the football game. You want the ball in your hands to close it out, and offense didn't do jack squat in the game, which led to Coach Climbing Nair's snarky comments with what happened with the offense in the last drive that set up the Baylor game-winning drive, drove all the way down the field. Baylor did, to set up the winning field goal by Josh Mayers there to slam the door on K-State's chance to win that ball game. Was K-State, they needed to win that ball game, and they failed to do that, and placed blame on his coaching staff. And Coach Kleiman did not want any part of the offensive question when asked, deflected it heavily to Coach Messingham, which I'm recording this on Wednesday, December 2nd, so we're going to get a whole lot of reaction from Messingham on a recording of the podcast to see what he said with then, but nothing from Coach Kleiman, and he's got to learn how to coach. I mean, this ain't no North Dakota State. I'm pretty sure I'm going to say this again later on this week, but you're going to hear me say this again, folks. But this ain't no North Dakota State, and you don't have top-tier talent in the conference. You're basically mid-tier of the conference right now. You're sitting sixth. I mean, yes, with setting COVID and transfers aside, you got to win that ball game right there. Because they didn't do it. This is the second year in a row that you failed to win a game that you should have won. And obviously, the chances were there against Oklahoma State to pull off the upset. Didn't do it. Should have won that ball game, and should have won this ball game here. Little ball falls here, ball falls there. You know, who knows? We could be talking so much different talk here in Manhattan. It's not there, and there's already a lot of talking heads here in town saying, get rid of the damn guy. But everybody, and on the flip side, there's a lot of people saying, a lot of friends saying that I believe in Coach Kleiman, and right now, yeah, you put in a favorite guy that's won all these championships in North Dakota State, and dude's got to learn how to coach, and he's been around. Obviously, he brought the same staff down here. Obviously, these guys don't know how to coach in close situations. And half of it's turnovers, and you can't turn the damn football over too much. That's what we're saying in the second half of the season. You cannot turn the ball over. This is what I've been saying all year long on Triple P, that you can't turn the football over. You're going to lose game. You can't play like that. You can maybe get away with it one time if you have the talent. This team don't have the talent right now. Obviously, they're trying to get that here in Manhattan with the recruiting class. Not recruiting class, the recruiting staff of Taylor Bratton Company, and doing what you can do. But obviously, I talked about Breece Hall a couple weeks ago on the show. Let him get away before Kleiman even got here. And the staff even got here. You got to hit on those recruits there. But you got to learn how to coach. Clock management, going for two to wrong situations in the game. I think the offseason, yeah, I agree with one of my friends that what he says. You got to learn how to coach. You got to coach better in crunch time situations. I'm sure Alex is going to talk about that for sure. I know it, but We'll definitely talk more about this. I mean, Texas has their own issues. The season finale on Saturday. I mean, I don't have the time up here right now to put a wrap on this daily podcast. But, you know, got to learn how to coach. Got to learn how to manage better in situations. You got to learn how to close games. This is the second year in a row West Virginia coming to Manhattan and stealing one from you. Even with Skylar Thompson at quarterback driving down the field and get an interception. You played well, but you played like crap. And here, you start off like a house of fire. And all of a sudden, the defense had no answer for Baylor's adjustments in the offense. Laid an egg in the third quarter again. How many times have we said that this year in the podcast? So overall, this coaching staff, when Texas wraps up at the final buzzer on Saturday, they're gonna have to look back at the season and say what could have been. I'm putting the pandemic and the COVID pandemic and all these transfers that we've been dealing with all year long aside, you're gonna have to figure out how to coach. This is not North Dakota State where you got all this talent, you got all that talent in the world. Over all your other points, we can show up and play and score these points and not lay back a little bit and relax a little bit, let them do work. No, you're going to have to come in here. Well, you're already here. You're going to have to come back next year and do a better job all around. That's everybody. I'm putting the blame on everybody. Everybody, you just can't coach like that. So, a whole lot more on this. The Baylor game and getting ready for Texas on the weekly edition of the Triple P. That's going to wrap things up again. Eddie Greer III, another daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast in the books. Go Cats.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.